Today is September 11th, 2019. 18 years ago, we all remember the horrific terrorist attacks on this great country, killing thousands of innocent Americans, and thousands more are affected to this day. Family, friends, first responders are still suffering from that horrific day. In this solo episode, I want to talk about 9/11/2011, lessons learned, and how we go forward. Next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. We continue to grow because of you, the listener and supporter, sharing it with your family and friends. Thank you so much. I hope you are having a great day. It is a somber day. It is the anniversary of 9/11. And big shout out to the brave men and women in the United States military, the first responders everywhere that protect this great country. Without you, we would not have this great country. And I want to talk about that in this solo episode. But first, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors out there that make this great show possible. Detecticam, folks, is an amazing and innovative company keeping our first responders and our brave men and women in the military that protect this great country every day. Mobile threat detection is available for the palm of your hand. If you head over to cgevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Detecticam. Click it. This company is amazing. Again, mobile threat detection, detecting illicit drugs, detecting explosives. I wish they had this technology when I first got into the field. Again, you're going to love this company. They can help you protect your most valuable asset, and that is your troops. You know, folks, as first responders, we need to constantly be taking care of ourselves, staying in shape, you know, eating the right things. A big part of our daily routine should be nutrition. We need to be putting the right things in our body and get rid of the crap that we put in our body. On It is Total Human Optimization, and they can help you with your nutritional needs, with supplements. They got fitness articles and apparel. They have it all. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to On It. I have been taking Alpha Brain for about a year and a half now, and I love it. It's clinically studied to help healthy individuals support memory, focus, and processing speed. Again, Alpha Brain, I love it. Check out the website. You're going to love their products. You know, I'm so excited to be partnered with Extra Duty Solutions. If you've never heard of this amazing company, they help law enforcement agencies add efficiency and effectiveness to their extra duty programs while allowing them to focus on what matters, the safety of their citizens. They work with law enforcement agencies everywhere to administer their extra duty programs. The law enforcement agencies maintain control, but they can help with client interaction, scheduling, officer payments, problem resolution, cash flow management. Their services are provided at no cost to the department and minimal cost to the clients. Programs can be customized to meet the goals and unique needs of the agency. Head over to extradutysolutions.com. That's extradutysolutions.com and tell them Patrick from CJ Evolution sent you. You know, as you go about your day today on this 9/11 anniversary, I hope you take time to reflect on what happened 18 years ago to this country when terrorists, again, attacked this great country and thousands of American lives were lost. People are still suffering. You see it, first responders, you see it in the news every other day that they're still suffering from their heroic actions they took that day, and their families and friends are still suffering. So it's easy to get wrapped up in distraction these days with social media and what is going on. There is so much division out there, political division, and I think when the chips are down, we are all Americans. We should all be coming together in this time of division, and we need to be supporting our brave men and women out there protecting our communities every day. But I fear that we are crippling our law enforcement to a point where they are not reacting anymore. They are not reacting to anything. They are reactive instead of being proactive. And that is the very nature of law enforcement. That's what we should be expecting from our law enforcement, going out there and proactively protecting us. And I know what some of you are thinking. We need to be held accountable. Of course we need to be held accountable. That's the nature of the job. But what I'm talking about is hamstringing and tying law enforcement's hands behind their back where they cannot react, where in days past they could. For instance, take these poor police officers with NYPD that get water poured on them while people are cheering in the streets in New York City, these thugs, pour water on our brave men and women out there protecting us. And nobody says anything about it. The politicians are like, oh yeah, everything's fine. You know, that's the what the police should do. And you don't think that people are watching the news saying, oh yeah, some other criminal is out there watching the news saying, oh, I'll do that shit tomorrow too, to a cop. That's the stuff I am talking about. We need to cherish. We need to revere our first responders and brave men and women who protect this country, folks. Because without them, we would not have this country, period. We wouldn't. I don't care what anybody says. The reason these idiots can pour water on these NYPD officers is because of the brave men and women like you who are protecting this country and communities every day that give them the ability to do that. Can you imagine if these thugs were in another country, like Russia or somewhere in the Middle East? I mean, my God, it probably would have been a death sentence. China? But in the United States, we are the greatest country in the world. But if we don't protect our rights, if we don't stand up for our brave men and women in uniform, again, folks, that is the decline of our country. And all the stuff around you, your cell phones, your cars, all the stuff is not going to make a difference. So on this 9/11 anniversary, I want you to do a couple things today. First and foremost, if you haven't already, I want you to take time out of your busy day, and I want you to take time and reflect and just have a moment of silence for the thousands of innocent people that were killed 18 years ago today. Pray for them, pray for their family and friends, and pray for those first responders and other people that are still suffering from those horrific events that happened 18 years ago. Next, if you see a first responder out there or somebody in the military, I want you to take time to shake their hands and say how much you appreciate them for what they are doing for this great country. I know it might be out of your comfort zone, but trust me, they will appreciate it. They really will. And it'll make you feel better, folks. So do those couple things today. It's not going to take much out of your day, but it will mean the world to all those other people. Trust me, folks, have a great day. But don't forget what this day represents. Never forget. Stay tuned for more great guests and content on the CJ Evolution podcast. Take care, all, and be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.